Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Yesterday we were talking to them up at Corinthians, talking to the team up there at Corinthians, who they had their defibrillator on their gate. They discovered on Easter Saturday morning that their defibrillator, that not just the box had been broken, but the thing had been taken, pulled from its moorings and taken. And the box destroyed. Now, the providers have supplied them with a new one, which is very good of them. But Peter Horgan is a Labour Party candidate for that ward, the South East ward. Peter, longer mandatory at least, and hefty sentences for people who would damage such a life-saving piece of equipment. You say to me that that provision was brought to the Shannon in 2017, but never been acted on. Good morning.
Morning, PJ. And first off, can I just commend, as you just said, the supplier, I think AirMed was a supplier, yeah, for replacing that defibrillator. But not every supplier is going to be able to do that, nor will they be able to do that in perpetuity with the cost of defibrillators. But fair play to them for doing it on this occasion. But yes, in 2017, a group of Fianna Fáil centres brought forward a bill, the life-saving equipment bill. And what it provides for is penalties of a fine of €50,000 or 5 years in jail, which is quite stark, you know, and it needs to be stark for the attacks on defibrillators and life-saving equipment like lifebuoys. It fell when the Dáil fell in 2020, when the general election happened. It was reintroduced again by a group of Fianna Fáil senators in the new Shannon, and the last time it was debated was at committee stage in 2022. Mm. It has cross-party support. I spoke yesterday with Labour Senator Mark Wall, who spoke on that bill for us, for the Labour Party, and he told me that everyone was in favour of it, progressing. But since then, it's just been stalled in legislative limbo.
So the law is there, in other words, if it were to get through the Shannon, the law is there that you do what was done to that defibrillator on Friday night at St. College Corinthians, you're looking at 5 years, Bozo.
Yeah, exactly. No, it would need to pass the Dáil as well, because yeah, it originated in the Senate, so we need to get through the Dáil. And what I called for yesterday is listening to shows like yourself, reading the reports of what happened to College Corinthians. You know, I think what clubs and communities are afraid of is copycat situations now occurring with their defibrillators in their areas. And as such, at the moment, there's no harsh penalties in place for those who interfere and destroy life-saving equipment. So the new government that we all assume will be elected by the Dáil next Tuesday, I imagine, from newspaper reports, there will be a new Minister for Justice. Whenever that minister is appointed, I will be writing directly to them, and I'll be urging my parliamentary colleagues to write to them to progress that piece of legislation and to fast-track it through. Because usually when a piece of this legislation comes through the Shannon, as you know yourself, PJ, like, the Minister of State or the Minister will come into the Shannon and give some reasons as why it cannot progress. That didn't happen in this occasion. There's been three debates in the Shannon over the last number of years on this, and everyone has more or less been broadly in favour. You know, there's always going to be tweaks and legislation, and it's a government party.
Just to keep it simple for people, Peter, the law, yes, it would have to go through the Dáil. That's another day's discussion. But the law has been brought before the Shannon and is there since 2017 and is not getting out of the Shannon because elections intervened or it just went away today. So the law is there for harsher penalties for people who attack and damage defibrillators. The law is there. It just needs to be brought forward.
It just needs to be passed, exactly. It just needs to go through to the final stage in the Seanad, and then it can be sent to the Dáil and passed there. I mean, if there's broad political party support in the Seanad, I can't see why there wouldn't be the same in the Dáil. And it's about protecting communities. It's about protecting sports clubs to give them some sort of comfort that if they do suffer an attack on their defibrillators and their life-saving equipment, that there's a penalty in place. Mm-hmm. Now, that needs to be backed up by CCTV footage for antisocial behaviour, which is also mired in bureaucratic quangos and limbo with GDPR. And I'm onto the Gardaí quite regularly about updating what is the status of the CCTV powers for antisocial behaviour and dumping and littering. But this will fall under that CCTV element also. So we need to, the two things need to go hand in hand. If people feel that they're going to be caught damaging this equipment and they will get a fine or jail time for doing that, then it is our hope that it would stop them doing that. Mm-hmm. There is a problem in society in terms of people who do this anyway, and the need, they feel the need to destroy such equipment.
You have to ask yourself the question, Peter. And look, I know I'm chatting yesterday with Marcia Dalton as she prepares to exit the stage, and we all wish her well with that. But she gave me cause to think, you know, if someone is acting like that or if someone is abusing people online, there's a reason, and we need to try and look at that reason. You got to take that into account. But something's broken in you if you are attacking and destroying life-saving equipment. Something's badly broken in you. Would you agree?
Yeah, and it goes back to further support at an earlier age. I mean, a lot of the time, these people who will attack this sort of equipment or vandalize, you know, public amenities, you see it in playgrounds, certain playgrounds might get damaged. It's either an issue of boredom or wanting to be the big man, and nine times out of ten, it is blokes doing it. Do you know what I mean? We have to be honest about that. But we have to look back at, like, and what Masia said is right. Is it more support at an early age? Is it an element of ensuring that there's a higher police or guard presence in areas? I mean, I think it's everything. I think it's a whole panacea of different elements to have. But I think society and parental responsibility needs to be brought up as well. I mean, if you think that little Jack or little Jane is hanging around and might have been involved in something like this, you know, it's up to parents to ensure that they know where their children are in the evenings, especially as the summer evenings come in. I mean, there was someone said to me about a number of years ago, you know, the best cure for antisocial behaviour is a good lash of rain. And Lord knows we've had a lot of rain at the moment, but like, and we don't want that. But we have to be able to be in a situation as a society, as a city, where we invest, where communities invest in equipment, in amenities. Like, I'm calling for more public play areas across the South East Ward.
But the thing about it is, Peter, the way things are going with public play areas, and I only had one on a couple of weeks ago, one in Mallow, and sure, it was desecrated, to say the very least, and put it kindly, by more of these folks.
Yeah, but that shouldn't stop us investing in amenities for the vast silent majority of people who will use these amenities. But we do need to have a zero tolerance attitude to those who attack public amenities, to those who destroy life-saving equipment. And that comes, and a big thing is, the guards won't say this locally because they can't, but we do need extra Gardaí in Cork. We need people on the beat. We need a physical presence, and they will accept that. When you're at the community forums, they will say, like, we do not have the personnel, and you can't magic the personnel up out of thin air. Now, the problem at the moment is that Gardaí are sacrificed to the Dublin region to protect Dublin, and Dublin gets guards, and that's 100%, but the Cork City needs to get guards as well. We only got one in the last Templemore graduate recruitment.
That's right.
So that's not good enough. No. And I've written to the Garda Commissioner to say, like, well, whatever resources the Gardaí need locally, can you front load that, please? If it's extra bikes, if it's extra cars, if it's drones, whatever it is, you know, like, just throw the kitchen sink in it and also give us more Gardaí.
All right. I'll leave it there, Peter. Thank you very much. Peter Horgan, who is a Labour Party candidate. And from now on, with the 64 or 65 days left to the election, anybody who is a Labour Party, or Fianna Fáil, or Fine Gael, or Social Democrat, or whoever, anybody who's a candidate in the election between now and election day, out of fairness, I will ask them to declare it, and I will declare it for them that they're a candidate. So, Peter, thank you. 0818 96 96 96. But that's a good point that he makes. There's a piece of legislation in the Shannon since 2017. 7 years ago. 7 years ago. And he said it was put there by Fianna Fáil. 7 years ago. To bring in harsh penalties for anyone who would destroy a defibrillator. Or anything like that. And it's sitting there, doing nothing with 7 years. Kate says it wasn't always like this, having essential things vandalized. It's not like that in countries where there is strong law and order. It's a change in approach we need from how authority deals with this kind of dangerous vandalism. Well, Kate, there's the answer. It's been in the Shannon since 2017.
Cork's 96 FM.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.